Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back at a Chuckery Show. Hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Monday night with you. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Well, Braves and Angels mixing it up here for this night and another couple of nights along with it. Should be a fun series. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to our Odyssey MLB insider, John Heyman. And you can follow John on his personal Twitter page, at John Heyman. And of course, he does spell John the correct way. John, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes in Atlanta. I got to tell you, this is going to be a fun series no matter what happens. Otani and Ronald Acuna, that's some pretty good star power on the field tonight.
Yeah, they've already got the MVPs wrapped up. It's probably the earliest I've ever seen anyone wrap up an MVP, at least Otani for sure. And Acuna, I can't imagine, you know, somebody else winning at this point. He's been fantastic as well.
Who is second right now, do you think, in the AL and NL as far as MVP goes?
That's an excellent question. You know, break, I actually put Judge as second, even though he had played in 6 weeks. The other people's picks for second were very weak. So I thought Judge was second in the American National League. I don't know. You got any good candidates for me? Mookie Betts, maybe?
Freddie
played
Freeman?
A whole bunch of positions. I'd go with Mookie Betts just because he played so many different positions and hit for more power. So I'll say Betts. But I don't have the stats in front of me. I don't think it's even a consideration for first, though. So,
John Heyman joining us here, Odyssey MLB Insider on the WadeFord.com hotline. So when we look at this Braves team, you know, a lot of rumor and innuendo that's going around. Are the Braves in any way in the Verlander mix? I mean, that's some of the things that we're hearing. Is there any kind of bite to that?
You know, I have not heard that, but it would not shock me. They make a lot of great moves. I mean, Alex Anthopoulos, the year that he got Soler and Rosario, Duvall, and they won the World Series with all those guys. One guy was the LCS MVP. One guy was the World Series MVP. So we're not putting any past them. They haven't done anything of major note to this point. I think they're looking at back-end bullpen and a starter, and you know, there's still a few good ones left. Verlander, obviously the best, but you've got Eduardo Rodriguez, who's pretty darn good as well. And then you have a group of kind of mid-range but good starters. And I think they'll figure something out. They always seem to.
How much does getting Max Fried back, who by all accounts, he made his fourth rehab start on Saturday, looks like he's going to join the club. I mean, nothing official yet, but looks like he's going to join the club in Chicago with the Cubs. He could pitch as soon as Friday, since he pitched on Saturday, could pitch as soon as Friday when they are in Chi-Town. How much does getting him back maybe negate the idea of adding another starter into this rotation?
You know, I mean, it's big getting him back. It's huge. But, look, they're the best team right now. And, you know, I think they might have more motivation, let's say, a team that's kind of like, in the sixth or fifth wild card spot, right? You know, they're going to be in it. They want to be in it to win it. And a lot of people believe that having that great starting rotation is really the key in the playoffs. I'm not sure that that's the case. I mean, you guys are in Atlanta. You had the best starting rotation for a decade and did only win one World Series. Got to many World Series, though, obviously. But a lot of people believe that. And, you know, I wouldn't say that. I mean, they're looking at starting pitching now. They know Fried is coming back. So I'm going to trust that they are trying to get another starter. I don't think it'll affect them.
When you look at this club, John, I mean, do you see any holes in this club? Is there anything glaring that you see about this? You just said that they're the best team in baseball, and I don't disagree with you, but is there anything that feels like it could slow this team down when it comes to be playoff time?
No glaring holes. I do think one more starter would be a plus, and I do think a little more fortification on the back end of the bullpen would be pretty good. That would certainly help. I mean, there's no perfect team, but, you know, they do seem to be the best team. The best team doesn't always win, but, you know, if they're 10% better than anyone else, everyone else might as well make it 20% better, right? And give themselves as good a chance as any to, you know, win the second time in 3 years. Right now, to me, they're the favorite.
Odyssey MLB insider John Heyman joining me here on the WadeFor.com hotline. All right, let's bounce around the league for a little bit. Look, a lot of folks thought that the Mets would ride this thing out, even though they've never really been in the mix so far this year, but a lot of people thought they would ride this thing out. Well, Scherzer's already gone. There's chances that Verlander is going to be gone. I mean, what is the message about the New York Mets? What's the message that they're sending? That is it just not it's good enough, or do they need to at some point reduce some of that payroll to try to find themselves some younger players and get a little bit better?
I mean, well, this season was a disaster, so they had two ways to go. They could ride it out, which is what I thought they should try to do, give it a shot, since they already invested, counting the tax, close to $500 million. Of course, it isn't my money, so the other way to go is to sell. And if you're going to sell, you might as well sell big. If they're just going to sell, you know, Robertson and Canna and Pham, they're giving up the season, but what are you getting? Not much, right? So they got two rookie ball players for Robertson, which is nice for the future, but not worth giving up the season for. So to me, this makes sense. At least they're not in the middle. They're looking to get more prospects. They got one for Scherzer, Ronald Acuna Jr.'s brother, so that was something, and they'll look to get more than that now for Verlander, who's actually pitching better than Scherzer. So, to me, it's either ride it out or if you sell, you got to sell big. And I think this makes more sense than just Robertson, Canna, and Pham, which would have brought nothing except for the end of the season.
How big a surprise have the Miami Marlins been this year when you look at, obviously, all of the payroll that both Philadelphia and New York are trotting out there? How big of a surprise are the Marlins this season?
Oh, I mean, they're definitely a surprise to me. Give them credit. Rise has been quite a story. Obviously, we knew they had good starting pitching, but the bullpen has been good, and they won a lot of one-run games. And, they reversed that last year. They were the worst in one-run games. This year, they're the best.
You know, I know that there are lots of ways to build rosters, and, you know, the saying is there's more than one way to skin a cat, but when you look at the Mets and the Cardinals and, you know, Padres and some of these teams that are just kind of lingering around at the bottom of the standings and things like that, I mean, we keep wanting to say, well, the era of spending money is over, but we see these teams continue to spend it, but really it's not getting them anywhere. I mean, you know, these teams are just not getting better. And again, I'm not saying the Marlins are the model franchise, but at some point, I mean, throwing a whole bunch of money at players just doesn't build chemistry, and it just doesn't build a team per se.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be working right now. I mean, in the past, obviously the Yankees have been a winning team forever, and they won a lot. They won a World Series in 2009, but haven't won since. Yeah, right about the Padres and the Mets. They were the winter winners, and here they're struggling. I think the Padres still have a shot to get a wild card, but it's been a major disappointment. The big free agent signings have not really panned out generally. I mean, Judge has been Judge, other than missing almost 2 months being injured. He's been really good, but Correa has not been great. Bogaerts has not been great. Turner has not even been good. You know, sometimes that's the first year in a place. The guy struggles with pressure, but, you know, some teams may decide, you know what, it's not worth it. It's probably a small sample size because it's only 1 year, but it is a weird year where you've got so many surprising disappointments. The Mets, the Padres, the Cardinals, and you can even throw the White Sox in the mix too, I guess.
You know, John, I had this conversation with Brett Boone here recently about the idea of, look, I definitely think that baseball belongs in Oakland. I mean, they are one of the great American League franchises and have been for a long, long time. But is there any way to fix Oakland short of getting rid of their complete ownership, getting rid of all of their ownership? Because, I mean, in all honesty, John, like, it's not going to get better. And it doesn't matter how many billions their owner has. If he's not going to invest in the team, they're going to be the laughingstock. And the people of Oakland deserve better. But, again, moving to Vegas doesn't solve their problems. I mean, it's not going to be a big TV deal. If he's not going to spend money, they're not going to be a better franchise.
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed that this owner is going to be rewarded with the team in Las Vegas now, which is going to be a cash cow, and he's going to make all sorts of money. He didn't deserve it. He didn't do a good job. You know, he didn't put money into the franchise. He didn't put a respectable team on the field. He didn't treat the minor leaguers especially well. That's disappointing. That said, I get the move to Las Vegas. The basketball team moved out of Oakland. The football team moved out of Oakland. You know, baseball is very reluctant to move. It takes a lot for a baseball team to move. And, you know, maybe it's partly about the owner, but I don't think it's all about the owner, at least the move. Las Vegas will be lucrative, unfortunately, for that owner who doesn't deserve it.
We're watching the Angels right now. You know, again, Ohtani has been the MVP of the league. Trout is obviously out now. But, you know, again, they're hanging at least in the middle of the pack as far as the wild card goes. But, again, this is another year where it doesn't feel like it's any kind of slam dunk for them to be a playoff team. And right now they're out of the playoffs. I mean, I know Ohtani brings in all of the money, and I know he's a cash cow for that organization. And they've had some really bad contracts, and they haven't figured out their pitching. But, man, I mean, is there potentially two players in baseball history that have maybe could have their career more wasted than Ohtani and Trout? I mean, they never are really in the mix. And it is a shame because that's two of the best of all time.
Right. Well, Ohtani is a free agent, and he will have the opportunity to go elsewhere, you know, if he wants to go to a more consistent winner. And obviously, the Angels haven't been the playoffs since 2014. That's a long time ago. You know, I'm not going to feel sorry for him. You know, he's doing okay. He's the best player, and that's what he came over here to prove. And if he wants to win consistently, he probably will go elsewhere. I also don't blame the Angels for putting their best foot forward. Their goal is to try to keep him. And, you know, if they make the playoffs, perhaps that enhances their chances. I know a lot of people don't think they're too good, but, you know, if you look at it, they've done a good job of keeping stars, signing stars. They signed Pujols. They signed Trout twice to a record, once to a record deal. They signed Hamilton. They signed Rendon. They signed Upton. They signed C.J. Wilson. You know, originally they signed Upton. They seem to be good at attracting stars. They may not be good at winning, but they are good at that. Everything you hear, he loves it there. He loves the beach. He loves the owner. He loves the whole situation. You know, the one thing they don't have is the winning. And, you know, I would say that most people think he's probably going elsewhere, but I'm not counting them out. They are good at keeping their stars.
Well, and last question for you, John. So that begs the question, because we were just talking about all of these teams that spend all this money and don't win. Is he willing to take less? I mean, is he willing to take less?
I don't think he's about the money. I mean, the guy came over. He could have been. waited two more years and been a free agent and made hundreds of millions then. And instead, he came over and got, you know, under $1 million the first year. He got regular, you know, non-arbitration, non-free agent salaries. What has he made in total? Maybe $50 million total over 6 years. I mean, if he'd waited a couple of years, he could have been a free agent then and gotten the big money quicker. So I think he's not about that. And beyond that, the reports are he makes $50 million a year off the field or $70 million. So, I mean, I don't think someone's going to, you know, win it by bidding an extra $20, $30 million and think that they're going to get him over that. You know, I just don't think he's about the money. Well, you know, we'll see if he's about the winning, but I don't think it's about the money in his case.
Well, but the only point is the union is about the money, though. That's the thing is that that's what you have to overcome is that, again,
I don't think his salary sets any market. There's no other player like him, right?
Yeah, you know, I know.
Whatever he gets, no one's going to be able to say, well, Ohtani got this. Shouldn't I get? No. You know, Trey Turner got $300 million. Jared Cole got $324 million. Would you rather have Ohtani or Trey Turner and Garrett Cole? I mean, to me, you know, the guy's worth two big stars. He's probably worth $600 million. Will he get $600 million? I kind of doubt that, but you never know. But I don't think he sets the market for anybody because there's no other player like him. He's way above anybody else. Judge is probably the second best player, and you know, he just wanted to go back to New York, so he signed for less than he probably could have gotten elsewhere. It seemed like San Diego was over $400 million. So, you know, I just don't think the union's going to tell him what to do. Why would he listen to the union?
Yeah,
I wouldn't. Would you? If you were him, would you listen? Oh, I got to do what the union tells me, so I'm going to Cincinnati, whatever.
Yeah,
you know?
No, I agree with you.
I can't imagine.
It's just that, again, when these kinds of things come up, I mean, it's always a discussion. So
I understand, but he's not Alex Rodriguez. He's not out for the money. We don't know him. We're not sure, but the fact that he came while he was going to make a salary under $1 million for 2 years or 3 years tells me that he's not really about the money. I know that's hard to believe, but you know, you got to look at reality with this guy. He could have waited and been a free agent just a couple of years.
John Heyman, he is our Odyssey MLB insider. You can check him out on his personal Twitter page at John Heyman, and he joined me here on the WaitFor.com hotline. John, as always, buddy, good conversation, man. Thank you so much for being show in Atlanta. We'll talk again soon.
All right, thank you.
You got it. When we come back, it will be time for What's Bugging Chukri. Speaking of money and different things like that, minor leaguers certainly got hosed and everything, but maybe Major League Baseball will try to make it up to them. Chukri, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.